You're like, watch a band play, you know, even though I'm saying like, you have to be always careful of your surroundings and where you're going for sure, because sometimes the spiritual vibe is not always good. You know, learn that the hard way, you could say, Percy, come again. You know, not really the hard way. Well, you know, like, I mean, you know, I don't take back anything because experiences and such like that. But if I were to do it, yeah, I guess I would have to. Well, you know, like, it makes me who I am today. You know, but at least I had, or still have, a pretty good all right mind, you know. You know what I mean? And just kind of, because, you know, like I'm always, it's always jokey, you know, always joke and play pool and fun. You know, that's where these beats come from. Yes. All right, then. You know, so I like to say good evening. I like to say good night. I like to say good afternoon to each and everybody throughout the globe listening. You're listening to Mr. Personality on the timeweliving.com. I want to know what's going on with you and you and you throughout the globe. Big up to all the monsters. Big up to all the crew. Big up to the USA too, the UK, CA, which is Canada, because you know we stand on God for thee. And the rest of the world, you know, so everything is good to go, per se, as long as we're working and living in the right way. You know, what's that? How is that rhythm? Play that rhythm again. But I'm saying with the bass, you know, and you're playing the bass, you know, or not me playing the bass, but you see, you know, a bass player play, and then you just hear the bass just coming in, and you're just, and it's all, it's groovy, you know, and when the whole band's in sync, you know what I mean? You know, they practice enough where they're just like really good at what they do, or they really have that ear for it, or have the love for the music, you know, because I've learned that, you know, the music doesn't come from like, you know, it comes from inside, you know what I mean? And how you feel it, you know what I mean? And it's really, is intriguing, you know, because it's really about you. And just like when I'm doing these, like these graphics or, you know, whatever I'm doing with videos, and it's an understanding to know that, you know, the person, the other person is like putting yourself in the other person's shoes. You know, the person has to be comfortable. You know what I mean? Comfortability is a big deal. And sometimes a person's uncomfortable, but they don't know why they're uncomfortable. You know, and it can come right from the get-go too. You see? And that's why there's a thing where, like, say, for example, if you're soliciting, or if you're going door-to-door or whatever it is, you know, or meeting somebody and they see that smile, you know, with a smile now, that kind of breaks a barrier, you know, it breaks a barrier, especially when you look at somebody in their eye and you smile, you know, genuinely, you know, because some people can't really put on poker face with you. I call it poker face, you know. Yeah, just put on face. Yeah. And nothing doesn't go like that. No, you have to be careful, you know, because they come from our forums, you know. When you check it out, they're coming from the woodworks, you know. Yes, I, Chocho. But you see what happens now, you can't say everybody's the same, you see? Not everybody's the same, you see? But I would say that, jeezum, peezum, because you see the problem now. Here's the problem now. For years upon years upon years upon years, I'm not old, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, just that, I just don't really hang around a lot of people. You know what I mean? Know a lot of people. I mean, maybe not here in Edmonton, but in Toronto, whatever. You know, because, you know, with the promotions or whatever. Or, you know, whatever. Just whatever. You know, with the life experiences, you know, growing up from a young age. And we'll get into different stories at different times, at appropriate times. You know what I mean? With the appropriate stories. You know? And what it is that I are going to, like say, reggae dances by myself. Probably from when I was 16, 17. Like, not to say I'm telling the whole story, but, like, I think I was, like, I forget how old I was, but I was young. Like, maybe 15 or something. Yeah, I must have been 15, because that's when Corey came into, the school. Yeah. And the truth is, it was one of the funnest days. There's so many fun days. But because what happened was, and I'm not saying that these places are good to go, you know, because, but it's just a story. You know what I mean? But what happened was I went out by myself, you know what I mean, throughout the daytime and to this parade. And you don't know no better because there's a lot of history behind so many different things. And we're just going and you want to participate and what have you. But in truth, in reality, sometimes, many times, it's actually, you're doing something you really shouldn't be doing because it's not a good vibration. You know, but I went up by myself and I seen my friend Corey. He was by himself. Cal was by himself. We were all just linked up. And throughout the whole day, we kept losing each other. We kept fighting back each other, kept losing each other. And then next thing you know, like at the end of the whole parade and such like that, yo, y'all hook up back again. No, they were gone. Don't. It's getting funny. You know, it was a funny time, you know. So anytime, like, you know, because you always have good experiences with people still. That's a good vibration still when, you know, so you can have a good vibration with somebody, you know what I mean, or some people. That's why I was always like that. But again, sometimes where it's like that, you know, a person like me, you know, I'm a genuine kind of a person. So, and not everybody is, you know what I mean? So hurt comes from all different angles, all different ways. You know what I mean? All different ways and all different angles. That's why it's important to understand self. You know what I mean? Even better is to understand the Father, because in this time of day and age of today, like, I mean, you don't know who is who for true. I mean, you don't even know. Like, some people are really aliens for true. You mean I don't know why I did it, but it's some complex thing going on, I'll tell you. But to simplify everything is just to know that we're working with the Almighty, because everybody acknowledges it's the Most High. You know? That's all you know, you're working with the right track, because everybody now is the Most High. You mean, and when I say everybody, I mean, like, you know, in terms of what you see and what you hear, and in terms of whatever universe or whatever dimensions, whatever, they have to look to the Almighty. You know what you mean? And that's what I keep getting back into zero, you know? And I'm not, you know, you know, it's not an easy road to travel, you know? And it's not an easy road to travel. And I always say this too. It's not easy being good. No, you know, and I'm going to play, because I wasn't really going to do the live, but I just finished Operation Hammer, the whole everything, right? And I got a whole lot of stress relief off of me. yo, man. Because, geez, this was one, it was pretty strenuous, you know what I mean? The MP Pro. That sees it probably even more strenuous, you know, regardless, like in regards to how the setup is, you know, again, because it's just a learning, you know what I mean? And and that's why it's really great to learn, you know, because one day you don't know anything. The next thing you know, you know a little bit, then, you know, you learn again and you got to learn your own right way. You know, it doesn't matter what nobody says or who wants to laugh or what have you. But again, no, I don't, like I said, I don't really hang around with a lot of people. So I don't know what people are into. You know what I'm saying? That's the honest truth and the real deal. And when I am with people, like, I definitely want your best interests at heart. You know what I mean? You know, there's like all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, with me, you don't have to worry about the money them times, dear, you know? No, you have to really worry about that. But I don't go to the same places, and, you know, so there's nothing like that. But again, that's why it's like with Operation Amber and helping the people, a simple thing for me to do. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, money doesn't make me. You know, because it's just money. You follow what I'm saying? People go so crazy over money. People go so crazy over things. And I don't understand why. You see, because the thing with me now, I was always the kind of person, I was working, I was going out, doing some type of hustling maneuver. I mean, when I say hustling maneuver, I mean something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the other talk, I was thinking about the scalping, when I was scalping some tickets, you know, I don't remember how many tickets I bought, you know, and I went way down by the docks, if you know the docks in Toronto, way down in the docks, by the docks, yeah, you know, so it's one good distance to get down there already, so I'm moving pretty late, you know, but the whole fact remains is I'm thinking, because when you buy the tickets earlier, it's cheaper, you know what I'm saying, so then the day of the party or whatever it is, like, I wouldn't do it now, because I don't want to solicit these things. And before I do promotions, and they hire me for promotions and that sort of thing. So, like, I was definitely involved with all these things. And where I come from, the background, it's all about hustling in one way or another. You know what I mean? Like, straight hustling, like, even with the Operation Amber, it's straight hustling because, you know, it's not just that we're giving back to the homeless now. I'm giving back to everybody. Everybody's getting peace. You know what I mean? Like, you donate, then you're going to get some free things. you're gonna, you know what I mean? You're gonna get, you're gonna shop at the sponsors, these type of things, you know. And as we go along, more sponsors are coming up on board, these type of deals, you know. So, and the businesses, they get added recognition. They're getting all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean? And like, it's like when I used to find the promotion at Carabana, you know, or find a sponsor by Carabana. Them times, companies get a whole lot, you know, a whole lot. Why is that? Because it's one initiative, one cause, you know, coming together for it, you know. So, yeah, you know, I'm, you know, for me, I'm selling the videos and all these different things and giving away a little percentage also, whether it's video making or the web designing or whatever it is, the graphics, you know, down to the voiceovers. I need to do voiceovers, you know. You know? Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. You got to put the in there, you know. So, in truth, thanks, Operation Amber. That part's finished now. It's just about finding the sponsors. You know what I mean? And finding the people to donate, which is, you know, we simplify things, you know. So, it's just about hitting the road and meeting people, speaking to people, and putting on the YouTube as well, you know. And that's another addition that I want to do with the podcasting. You can definitely see some videos coming out soon, you know. There's a YouTube channel called The Time We Live In, you know. Yes, I have one. Yes, I do. But I'm going to start filming this now. You know, you won't see me. I don't think so anyways. But I'm going to start filming it. Oh, yes. You know, because sometimes when we play music, you know, we get jiggy. Yeah, kind of jiggy. Yes. Oh, yes. And sometimes, you know, it's just all good, all fun, lovely vibes. And sometimes you can put all these different theatrics in the video, but everything just takes so much time. It just takes so much time. Like when I create like a, like one of these podcasts, oh my goodness. Especially when I want it to be like really nice. I always want it to be nice. You know what I mean? Like straight up, you know what I mean? Because if you're listening, I want you to appreciate, you know, not, I don't want you to appreciate it, but I want you to feel good. Oh, you mean, well, I feel good when you listen to Mr. Personality on the time we live in.com, whether I'm speaking or not speaking or playing the music or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Just have a joyous time because it's just really like, I appreciate the people listening for sure. All throughout the globe, you know, trust me, when we start to call in, it's just because I haven't really gotten into figuring out how to call in. How to call in. You mean, but we can call in and have good conversation same way, no matter where you are throughout the world, eh? Because we're not in a community such as this, we're not into things of thinking that we're higher than somebody else, or thinking that we can speak down on somebody else and all these different things and all different manners. And, you know, we don't work like that. There's no working like that. We don't deal with it. That's the reason why ultimately, you know, I started going out by myself from a long time ago. But mind you, I know like a lot of people still. I mean, so no matter where I really go, I'm always going to see like people, you know what I mean, that I know, you know what I mean. And but even still, like, I mean, I got to feel like really close to you to be like, you know, even hang around with you, like even in a party scene, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'll kick it still by myself because, you know, like if you have a brotherhood or a sisterhood and it's a real thing, then, you know, it's a great thing. You know, and I guess the only way that you're going to know, I guess, is if you try. But, you know, for me, I'm like, if you see the history, like, I don't know what's going on in the world today. I don't know what's going on in the world, like, with other people and all these different things. Not even a clue. You know what I mean? I don't know who's authentic from who's not authentic. And you, and I'm not really trying to know neither, to be honest, you know, but it's love all for sure. You know what I mean? Like, you know, or helping people and or whatever it is. Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Like, geez, you know, I'm more there for the other person, for sure. But I got to concentrate a little bit more on myself as well, you know, because I've pretty much lacking that for a long time as well. But if you look at, like, I don't know, like, what goes on in people's lives, but I know that, it's not always easy for everybody. And then another person, seeing another person, maybe how they're reacting, and they're reacting, but you don't know why they're reacting, you know? And I'm not saying in a popish way or anything else like that, but more a way of, like, you just don't know. Like the police just, and you can ruin somebody's life. You can ruin somebody's life because the pressures are high in the world of today, you see? And what I really come to realize, and that's the truth why I really started, okay, I said, okay, I'm going to come on to this one because, you know, it's the prayer, you know. It's the prayer and reading the Bible. It's praying and reading the Bible. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when these things come about at the same time, you don't know where it's coming from for real. And like that pastor was saying, the devil really does got a job to do for true. You know what I'm saying? We're going to lick him out of hot fire. You know what I'm saying? We're going to burn up all them wicked people for sure, no doubt. Every last one of them. So who tell them to go trouble the people there and cause so much people to go astray? And now today we live in a life that like in North America, I can say, but people are upright. But geez, I don't know. And I'm not saying I don't know, you know, Haiti, you know, I don't know, because we don't know what's going on beyond all these things. And sometimes they are forcing these things. So, and speaking of forcing these things, that's where I'm looking at the aspect of the eclipse. I'm speaking about the eclipse. Like, when we look back a little bit, a little bit, you know, in history, if we look back, if we really check it out, you know, when you really check it out, you know, like the supermoons or the blue moons, and in the past, say, even 10 years, because time's flying, it's like, you know, shoom, huh? Tomorrow already, yeah, imagine. So, how many they call supermoons in how long? And how many in the past, not even 10 years, let's say 7 years or even 5 years. But how many supermoons? And we can calculate it still, you know, we can look at what Babylon Google is saying. But I'm not going to do that right now in terms of that aspect of things. You know, because just check it out. How many blue moons, how many supermoons? And that, I'm pretty sure that is really brand new. You know what I mean? I don't think I remember, like, I mean, as far as I could see, because I am an active, and I would have said, avid sky watcher. I am a sky watcher. What I do, I watch this sky. I watch this sky here. And if I tell you a crazy story one time, I don't know if it's the right time, right place, right now. I don't know what you're doing right now. You have time? You know? Because crazy story one time. I'm on the balcony facing, which way is this one now? East. I'm facing east. Pretty late at night, you know? I hear something going, what is it described as? Is that something, you know? And I see the next thing there blinking. Oh, and it looked like a helicopter or something, but my eyes are bad, eh? And then the thing that looked like a helicopter kind of stayed in one position. And you see that thing that stayed in one position started to go up a little bit the way I see it. And then I think, like, I was freaked out. Because even earlier in the day, somebody was saying that they saw, like a blue streak in the sky. So anyways, I called my older friend Ronald because he faces the same way on the other building. You know what I mean? There's two buildings side by side. He's on the other building. I called Ronald because I don't know who to call. I tell you, I don't really hang around too much. You know what I mean? So I called Ronald. Ronald. 4 o'clock in the morning. I think it was 4 o'clock in the morning. His wife on his phone. Sorry, madam. You know? Sorry, miss, but this one is important. Ronald said, oh, they must come pick up somebody. You must come pick up somebody. I'm gone again. I said, I think there's like three. But anyways, what happened now? There was, like, I'm not saying I wasn't freaked out that day, but I was a little freaked out that day. I was like, what the heck is going on here? What is it? What is that? I don't know what that is. You know, sometimes you want to say, okay, I didn't see anything here. Yeah. But, you know, it's not happening. Oh, yeah, it really is happening. When you look in the sky, you ever look in the sky and, like I swear these clouds are doing stuff. Like, it's connecting. You know what I mean? I swear these clouds are connecting. It looks like it's connecting to me. You know? And they're doing stuff. You know? But, again, now what we're looking at is there's a lot of technology going on in the world today. And not just that, there's so many things going on. Like, for example, like CERN turning on this big old machine for some type of milliseconds or some riggy dang. Then you mean to try to open up a portal, these type of things. You know, the different thing. There's a place here in Alberta, and I have it on video camera somewhere, you know. But I was like, and after a while, they took that down for true. I think they took it down. But I'm so brand new to here. But I saw this thing, and it was very interesting the way it was shaped, you know? Because pay attention to things sometimes, you know, but it's better to pay attention to things more times, if not all the time. You know, pay attention to self, because the self is going to show you what's going on. More pure you are, more holy you are, then the more you're going to know, you know what I mean, in terms of what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And these are the truths, you know. And the way that you know it's the truth, you know, without no doubt, beyond no recognition, you know what I'm saying, is that there's so many people that try to find this type of power. You mean they try to find the Almighty and try to deal with the Most High's power. And I'm going to play another thing here for you. You know what I mean? Not today. You know, I got a lot of stuff to play for you. You know, you got to stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You know what I mean? But there's a lot going on. And so now where this is over, I'm just going to put together a nice schedule for myself. And then we're going to see what's going on in and around. It's a serious thing. What's a serious thing? We are serious things, not things. We are serious people, isn't it? The WHO, right? Not World Health Organization, you know. And look at that, how they turned so much words and so evil, like WHO, you know. And you can see the WHO does represent the owl. I'm just thinking out loud. And the way that they deal with this owl behavior. You see, I look at the thing now, but the thing now, like, a lot of people want to harness power, like the Almighty's power. And you can see, because I walked in the store the other day, I'll tell you, and I talked about this, and well, you know, you're gonna hear it again, but girl says she's a witch, you know. And I remember a long time ago when I was into the meeting women thing, you know. No, I don't meet nobody at all. I'm very what you call a loner. Yeah. Like sometimes, like whatever is going on the road or whatever is popping, you know what I mean? And like it's going to be a whole lot of interaction going on, just now, I'll tell you. And that's why, like, I have to warm up to this thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I don't know, you know, you have some nice people out there, genuinely, you know, all over, everywhere, you know, but you have a lot of mean people, and people just don't like you because your skin color. And I don't understand that. I just don't understand it, because as much hatred that I've had from, you know, say one set of people, I would never look at one set of one, you know, whatever, and classify all of them. Never, you know. And what happens now is that when you read the Bible now, and you can pray more now, you don't get affected by these things. I get affected by these things. That's why me, I have to bring in more Bible reading, more prayer, seeing. Because you see, when you do that, no, because that's how you harness God's power. By doing the things that He likes you to do. Then you get, then can I make it real power? Yeah, man, shock somebody, whoop, if you want to. Spiritual shock too. And that's the truth, you know, because people are not too nice, eh? Yeah. So, but at that time, no, you don't have one thing to worry about. But that's how you know 100% the Father is true, because so many people, they try to harness this type of a power. And when I said to the girl, the witch, what are you going to say when Father come back? Because I think I was just like, I think there's a word called aghast. And I think I was aghast, flabbergasted too, on top of things. Words, eh? Oh my goodness. Yeah, word, power. But I like wordplay though, I'll tell you. Especially when I'm rhyming, you know what I mean? Like, I like to make it intricate. You know, I like intricacy, right? Because what it is about the mental state of mind. You know what I mean? And how deep can it go? Because if they say that you can only use a certain percentage of your brain, well, how much can you really use? But again, now how much is, like, exercise, you know what I'm saying? You got to exercise the mental. You know what I mean? You got to exercise the mental. And reading is the best thing still. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to read? The fiction, nonfiction? I don't know. Like me, I got to start to read. I got to read more. You know, I gotta definitely read more, because my spelling is atrocious. I can say the word, but we can't spell it. You know, I'm just joking with that one. But you never know, for real. I'm not gonna try to spell it right now, though. But you know, and talk about atrocious atrocities. You know what I'm saying? Like, who do people think that they are to think that you can go into different countries, displace them, or even hurt them? They're saying even with the USA now, 85,000 children gone missing. Nobody knows where 85,000 children are gone. What are you telling me? You're telling me that 85. So if you had 50 cents per child, you know, that's like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's 90,000 or something. How much? Yeah, something, right? More than that. You see what I'm saying? And the next logic again now is to say, okay, like one house is worth $186,000. A house. What you're saying, children. That's why I remember the last one they were talking about when the plane, and they attacked the plane, but all we hear on this media is that they attacked the plane. But what they said was they attacked the plane with the women and the children. If you know a migrant, you better tell them, don't bother with it, man. Even in the USA, and that something's going to pop. Not just there, over here too, Trudeau, they're infiltrated by the World Economic Forum. What does that mean? I don't know. What I do know is that they exercise the agendas, whatever is popping off in WEF, and something's going on over there. Why this dude can talk about all this stuff and make it happen. You know what I mean? And like, are you bigger than government? But they're not bigger than the Most High, seen. So they don't, like, they're going to have a problem coming up. And I'm saying, yes, it's hard to do the good thing, man, from all angles, really, like, to me, because, like, when I talk about persecution, right, you're talking about, like, just, like, all this bad stuff coming from nowhere. Like, it just comes from nowhere. Whoop, pop, shucks, holy shit, man, I got, whack, pop. You know what I mean? That's why I move solo still, you know? But like, I mean, in Toronto, it's all good still. Like, you know, like, want a food, you know, like, whatever I want, whatever, you know, I mean, like, I know where to go, right? Like, whatever's popping, right? Because, you know, you always see people righteous, and my father always taught me, you know, manners brings you a long way, and which I found that to be so true. You know what I mean? Like, just growing up or whatever, and I think that's why the networks were so high, and still a couple of networks still going on the same way. Give thanks for that. And there's certain things that I always have relationships with certain people. Why is that? Because of that, just a respect, a mutual respect level. You know, so you can't wrong me, you know, if somebody's trying to be something that they're not, or if they're trying to obtain some type of power, they think that they're better than another person, all these different things. You can't wrong me to be like, man, geez, you know, I got to go the other way. And true, I don't even want no conversation. And you got to be so strict that you don't even want to even, not even a pawn, because the energy level today is really high in truth and reality. That's why when you see them talking about, like, with the leaves, you know what I mean? And these leaves are just shaking. They're not shaking, man, but one little leaf just a sheer quack, 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 quack. You know what I mean? So we are really going that certain things, you see, like, okay, we're talking about, okay, with the fish now going in circles too. Or we're talking about the deer going in circles and all these different things. Or even the cow, you can't, let's not forget about these things, you know, all of the mass cows dying. And, like, and all the fish wash up at sea. But again, now, what are they doing out there? They're in trouble, man. You should not trouble for other things. And that's what they're saying with this eclipse. Okay? Now, there's so much different ironic things that's going on with the eclipse. Let's find out which day the eclipse is first, because I really don't know. You know what I mean? For me, it doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter what really happens to me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, at the end of the day, choo-choo, you know, it's a Father Jah, you know, try our best, you know what I mean? And we're looking, you know, always try to help people still and whatever else it is, get baptized too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you can see the vibrance too. You know, I'm not perfect, but, you know, you read the Bible, boom, it's talking to me. You know what I'm saying? But again, now, what are you doing about it still? Because sometimes these signs are coming. And the thing is, like, when because the more this energy is getting high out there. See what I'm saying? They talk about 3D, 4D, 5D, all this kind of D. And then, when you check it out, what's going on? What does all these things mean? What? But I know a person inside already is powerful. But again, now, is Father talking to the people that he's saying, listen, no, I need you to wise up? Or is he talking to everybody? Is everybody getting these signs? You know what I'm saying? Are you getting signs? Like me, I keep seeing this 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Since New Year's Eve, 1, 2, 3, all the time. You know, 911. I see 911. Tamara John C. So when I talk about eclipse, you know, total eclipse, I don't know. Talking about it, it's going through one long path, right? Some path That's never been happened that I don't see before. Yep. Eclipse. And there's much more going on. So it's supposed to go through, I don't remember which number, because I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to make it up. But the word, like there's different places like called Nineveh. And it's going through a bunch of them. Like it's the path of the eclipse. Some is going through, or is it the comet? Because the comet's coming through. It's not coming through. Like, run. check it. I think it is called the eclipse. They don't have a movie called something like that. I don't know. I don't watch movies neither. You must be like, yo, what does this guy do? I don't do that stuff. Nothing. I don't do nothing. What I do, I make these videos. These videos take long, you know? And it's definitely been a challenge, I'll say, for the past 6 years. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? And what you're talking about now, I said, okay, it's on April the 8th. So it's an interesting thing because the whole thing. Okay, so we have the solar eclipse on April the 8th now. What is it? And you know what? They're canceling schools and stuff too. What's going on? What is going on? See, and the thing about the whole thing is like the Bible and them, they can read into these things. And when they want to make a change or something, they'll utilize things like this or whatever else is going on. That's why we don't think about this stuff and worry about this stuff. You get what I'm saying? Because what's going on is that like they make up so much stuff, you know? And they can do so much, like the technology, we don't know nothing what's going on with the technology that they have, right? A total solar eclipse will take place at the moon's ascending node on Monday, April 8th. Visible across North America and dubbed the Great North American Eclipse by some of the media. Media? What you talking about, media? Well, Donald Trump said fake media. Okay. All right. All righty then. So anyways, so it's supposed to go through a few places over across Nineveh, right? A comet supposed, and this isn't just any comet, okay? This is that's what they're saying, all right? Don't shoot the messenger, all right, no. Because this comet is supposed to travel, because you know they always talk about millions of years and thousands of years and all kind of things, but a whole long time. So there's one brethren on YouTube, he's always talking, I think he's talking like, you know, when they talk like an Anaki, you know, and they're always talking about like there's something behind the moon or something like that. Not the moon, the sun. That's why they're trying to block it out or whatever. It's kind of crazy. Eh? Yeah, man. They're canceling the schools, man. Yeah, man. I put alert out. Alert. Yeah, man. I put alert. High alert too. And then they come and goes on. But, you know, so ironic. But all these things are very ironic, like going through Nineveh. Because remember, Nineveh is with Jonah. And Jonah didn't want to go tell the people, you know. That's kind of like with me, kind of per se, kind of like, of it. But jeez. Because, you know, like it's important. Because nobody wants to go to hell. Nobody. I don't wish that on nobody. And trust me, enough people trouble me hard and heavy. Heavy and hard. But you want to know what? No, man. You know, Father asked me, he said, no, man, help him. You know what I mean? Because, hey, listen. No way. No way. No, thank you. And I think you kind of keep me on a straight and narrow too, you know, I'll tell you the truth. Because I'm telling you, yes, I, you know, that's why more prayer, more Bible, because it'll keep you more straight. You know what I mean? Everything's more mental and straight. Because he's always saying, Father says, keep your mind on heaven and above. You know, but Jonah, the wheel have to come for Jonah now. And swallow up Jonah. And spit him out by Nineveh. Shoo! The man come out, spit out the mouth. The man have to clean off himself, man. And then you go tell the people, and Nineveh was saved. Imagine that, see? Not just imagine that, but that's why we have to understand what the Father wants. And we live in a day of age where energy levels are high. You know what I mean? Don't know what's going on out there. But if you work with the Almighty, you don't have to worry about what's going on out there. You get what I'm saying? You just don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. You know, that's why I have to be right with the Father and the Almighty, because the best thing to know is that, like, the Father says, you know, it's gracious upon you. You know what I mean? And there's nothing like heaven for sure. You know what I mean? So even though, like, the flesh is, like, tempted with all these things, it's probably better to try to wisen up. Still easier said than done. I'll tell you, like, you know, I got my own little habits, I'll tell you. You know what I mean? Come have some habit, man. You know, you know what I mean? I don't know where this habit come from, you know, but over the time you can see it, that devil been working on me and then just come hot and heavy. But again, now, when things became like top line rough, I had to run and get baptized. See, I had to go get baptized because, like, what was going on? What is going on? You know what I'm saying? I got baptized. Boom. After I got baptized, yeah, man, everything cool, man. You know what I mean? Left, right, high, low, medium, slow, Joe. Yeah, man. And there's, because here what happened now. The Protestants were the ones that made the concessions to make way for the paganism in the church. That's what they called Protestants, the protest. Yeah. Symbolize this in the church. We should get into that one day. I'll tell you that because that way you know if you're going to that church, you don't really want to go into church. Like, you don't have to have like a pointy thing on top of the church. This pointy thing on top of the church. It's everything pointy. So, and then, you know what I mean? Then you have this one steel thing on top of that one. No, man. Not going there. I'm not going in there. No, thank you. No, man. Symbolization, symbol. No, thank you. Not going in there. But it's ultimately the vibration too on top of things. Because when you're dealing with like holiness, you know, or trying to achieve holiness, like you're not going to want to go certain places. Like me personally, I don't like, I used to go to bar a lot, but I like to play pool and chill, you know what I mean? Funny, jokey, all these things, you know. But, you know, especially stressful and thing, but that's not the place to be, I'll tell you, because all that evil energy is coming in at you. And you just don't know that. You know what I mean? You're just there, whatever. But if you're a good person, you have no business really being there. Now, my energy won't really allow me to stay in there. I'm like, man, I got to turn around. Got to get out. Can't stay in there. Can try, but I don't think so. I don't know how I'm going there. You know, when I'm going door to door here right now, I don't know how that's going to work. You know what I mean? Because there's certain things that we do, certain things that you don't do. You know, you're not going to compromise your morals. You know what I mean? You know, and I'm telling you, that's why growing up, you have to watch who you're hanging around with. Like, who's your company? You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, like, you don't want to get gone down the wrong road. Seeing, like, for me, because I grew up in a way like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, always company, always friend. Not really, like, I'm always working. But I have a bunch of friends, different friends doing different things. You know what I'm saying? And I started doing promotions from 16. You know what I mean? So, domino tournament. You know what I mean? And my friend of my cook, you know, my friend of my have some restaurant up the road. You know what I mean? And make some food for me. And then my next bridging, he's like a district manager. So, like, whatever. You know what I mean? We'll talk about that story next time in detail. Yeah. But from a long time. So, you meet a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing, what really happens in life is because a lot of people might see you, they might know you. So other people want to come. They want to come get to know you. They want to know who you are. Well, they want to know what's going on. And the thing is, like, it's because everybody, like, they want that kind of, they want to be popular. That's why, like, yeah, call me. You know, but for me, when I was 14, you know, way before all of that, way before 14. And that's the next interesting situation, just about, like, you know what I mean? Because growing up, you know, I realized I am the way that I am is because I didn't want people looking at me in no superior mannerism. I just never liked that. You know what I'm saying? So I always try to change or try to be like, well, no, I'm just like you. But you know, in truth and reality, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have a conscious mind to say, listen, I'm going to hurt somebody. When I was young, okay, you know, whatever, because maybe I can understand because people are mean and they're not nice, you know? So watching Mike Tyson and Rambo and stuff, you're going to want sometimes look a fight, fiasco, you know? Because the people aren't nice. And you're not going to come bully me. Right? I'm not like that. I don't live in Mexico cartel. Come bully people. Well, they're not bullying nobody. Can't say that. You know, because I think, like, they only really come about because of the poor. You know what I mean? And law and order, man. Because you definitely can't trust police. That's why the steelization is about to go on. Right? Can't trust the judges. You can't trust these things. You definitely want to get incarcerated because once you're incarcerated, you don't know what they're giving you in your food. You don't know what's going on. You don't know nothing. And it sounds light, but it's bigger than that. And you can see that with the vaccine rollout. Giving you stuff you don't know. Bro, you imagine when you're going to grocery, they can't even lock you up, G. Yeah. You don't want to go there, you see? And the thing about here in Edmonton, it's an easy thing to get locked up. You know what I mean? Because when you go in their store or whatever, these guys want to follow you around, come cause trouble, want to come lock you up. For what? For nothing. Just like that. Boom. Out the blue. You see what I'm saying? That's why it's like, in truth, it's best to be embedded in prayer and just try to look for glory. You know, like, easier said than done, I'll tell you, because flesh is really what you call is, it's weak in truth, man. But the only way to strengthen it is by surrounding yourself with holiness. You know, frankincense and myrrh to get rid of, you know, bad vibration, to try to encompass a righteousness. You know what I mean? And frankincense and myrrh, you know, you can burn that because, you know, like the three wise men they gave to Christ. I mean, and all of the misconceptions, you know what I mean? Hamas and all this stuff, Hamas and whatever they are, the Israel, and I can't work. But I'll tell you the situation as well, is that what's going on, what they're not telling you is because it's a Muslim situation. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think, Jews against Muslims. And then what's happening is that the Muslims now, they're just having babies upon babies upon babies upon babies, you know what I'm saying? And they have a thing called Sharif law. But the whole aspect of the whole thing in truth is that with the Muslim behavior, I don't really speak on these things, but like, I'm learning more and more, but they said that, you know, who's the greatest deceiver? They said that Allah is the greatest deceiver. So how can you want to sit down and follow somebody that says, deceit? Listen, I don't like liars. I get that from my father, my dad, I mean, and father. We don't like lying people. We don't like to lie. And then come out this thing called poker, and everybody feel like they're a top-down liar. Well, excuse me. That's why I don't know what's going on out there, because I don't really hang around. You know what I mean? I might come out, quick time, bop, bop, pay some pool, rock, rock, gone again. You know, if it's a, you know, maybe growing up or whatever, get a little older, whatever, with the DJ, or it was my event or whatever. But I'm always working, doing something anyways. You know what I mean? Yes, I. So the ironic thing about the whole eclipse now is that what they're saying is, like, in terms of how to change the dates, you know what I mean, the calendar, where you're seeing we're in the Gregorian calendar in this part of the world, and, you know, and I'm in Edmonton or whatever, and like, for example, like, you know, Ethiopia, 7 years difference. Now what I like, it's not even that aspect of things is the truth. What we're talking about is the numbers of how they put in more months into the actual year. So we're just saying, like, so for example, like September, you know, I'm sure, you know, but September, you know, is nine, and, you know, that's the ninth month, you know, and so they're saying where certain things came from, and somehow it April is supposed to be the first day of the year, something like that. Anyways, that's what makes this whole thing crazier. But if we harness what we call is good, we have to worry about nothing. The alien them, I don't think aliens are going to trouble nobody, because there's too much science to say, like, they're giving you science to say, listen, you're not taking care of the earth. That's what I see. You know what I mean? They're saying, like, you're not taking care of the earth. Another thing I'm seeing that they're saying is that, like, and I don't know if it's true or whatever, but it's what I'm seeing, really. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, now, boom, bam. Like, because, for example, like, some of these truth seekers, I'm thinking, like, I think you're some of them are alien for sure. You know what I mean? Because I'm looking at everybody's eye. I know for sure everybody's suspect, man. I'm telling you, I look straight in the eye. Zero in, boy, because I want to know how I'm going to really be, but kind of, you know. But I find a lot of those truth people, their eyes look funny, you know what I'm saying? And because they're telling you the truth, you know. And then how come in Congress, like, the 85,000 children missing, that's in Congress, I heard that. There's a lot of things that they're seeing in Congress and different places that they're straight telling you what's going on in the world today. So either trying to dumb things down to say, listen, you know, get used to that. For example, like, in this website thing is called cloning. You know what I mean? Cloning a one page to another instead of just saying, like, a different word. Huh? Why? To get people used to certain words? Or did they put that word in there because they're, you know, used to that kind of thing by now or whatever? It's not just only that, but it's everything, like news media, and that's why they so much fake, and it's always bad. And then they came out and said, no, okay, listen, better put some jokes in it, because they're losing ratings and stuff like that. Anyway. One love to each and everybody. Peace.